Hey guys, welcome to our podcast.
I'm Mallory.
I'm Jolie.
And I'm Quinn.
We're going to be talking about The Boys Who Challenged Hitler by Philip Huss.
The main issue here is German soldiers started taking Denmark's homes away, and it was very unfair. So these boys wanted to take action for what's right and stop this.
So we're going to be asking each other questions about the book. So here we go. Why do you guys think the boys' club wanted to stick up for what's right?
To show Germany they're not scared of them and to take action to stop what they're doing.
Yeah, I agree. So before I ask any more questions, I want to ask you guys to give a quick objective summary so people can learn a little bit more about the book.
In the beginning of the book, the boys started a club to defeat the German soldiers because they started destroying Denmark.
In the middle of the book, they started stealing stuff from the German soldiers and bombing their property. And at the end of the book, they got caught and went to jail, and then got out of jail and became famous for what they accomplished. For the third question, what do you think the theme is? And support your answer with a quote.
The boys wanted to show Germany that they're not scared of them and to take action to stop what they're doing because they were taking over Denmark. And I found a quote that was really outstanding to me, and it was, "Let's start taking action," says a boy, Nud.
So another theme in the book was to do what's right, even though a lot of people might be against you, like Hitler. In this book, and also in the book, I found two quotes that stood out to me and were really inspirational. One was, "This is so unfair that they're doing this," said Nud, "because they were destroying their property, even though they did nothing wrong." And, "Hitler will seek our revenge," said Borg, "because he was scared, because he was doing what was right."
Okay, so that's pretty much the end of our podcast. Thank you for listening.
Remember, do what's right and be kind.
Bye, sisters. Love y'all.